time out for kitty game. You hit me and I'm going to hit you back. Well, baby, don't hit. Don't hit. Don't hit me. So let's grow up in him. Amen. Amen. Read Hebrews 11. All kinds of things happened, but all kinds of victories in Christ Jesus. Amen. Say victory. In Christ Jesus. But I wanted to go back to here. He said, they were willing to lose everything they have. 25, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hold on, Bishop said many times in that lesson, what is faith in those lessons? What is faith and the confession of your faith before then, the lessons that he was teaching? He said, don't let go of your confession of faith. Does it bear repeating? Say that. I will not let go of my faith. So how am I going to hold on to the faith? I'm going to put it in my heart. Once it's in my heart and sealed. Remember, I call her Duke, Patricia, doing the camp meeting, and when she gave her testimony, and she said, I'm sure of my salvation. She said, I am sure of my salvation. And that's what we've got to come to, whatever the promise of God is, whatever God has told me to do, whatever he's told you to do, however he's told you to walk, and all of us to walk in love. Put that word in there. Put that love in there. Put that love in there. Put that love in there. And then nobody can make you walk outside of love. Your faith in the love of God. Your faith in the word of God. Your faith in what God says will cause you to grow up and be strong like those in Hebrews chapter 11. So these people took the word of God. They heard the word of God. They went through a lot in the word of God. In verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So we keep on doing the will of God. Sometimes it seems like, God, where are you? I remember years ago, and it's been many, many years ago, the Lord said, get up at 4. I do that now, but I went through a lot of years. I'd wake up at 4 and think about, well, God, I'll do it tomorrow. And so I remember once we had gone to Rhema to maybe win a Bible seminar or something we had gone to, and Jimmy went to the morning session. I said, I'm going to stay home and pray in the hotel, because it was like, where is God? Where is God? And I was just on my knees. I don't know where what position I was in, but I was saying, God, where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord? I needed him. I needed a touch from him. I needed to hear from him. I said, where are you, Lord? He said, I'm at 4 o'clock. So whatever God has instructed you, just be willing to do that. Brother Hagin said, one of the things he said, know what God told you to do, know that you can do it. And something else he said, and then do it at all costs. 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 God called Bishop to pray. He called him to prayer. He called him to prayer. He and David had been praying for, I guess, 15 to 20 years, 12 to 1, 11:30 to however long. Come November 1st, we will have been praying 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 years. It takes some faith to do that. It takes some faith to stay with that. It takes some faith not to drop out of the race. Amen? But now we're beginning to get the rewards for those that diligently seek him. He says then, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. In other words, Jesus is coming. Every day we should expect it. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Live every second like he's coming that second. Not the next second. Live like he's coming the next second. Tell off of my baby, I don't know what he was watching on that phone. One day he was over to the house, lying in the floor. And I walked in and tapped. So I know it was on something that he shouldn't have been watching. Don't say, you know, I'm going to, and this is not in my thought, but it is now. You know, I'm going to do this or get lax. Live every second. Say that. Say, I must live. Say, I will live. Those of you who are watching, say, I will live every second as though Jesus will return that second. Now, that'll get rid of strife and unrest and all of that fussing and all of that cussing and all of that stuff. Amen. Now, back to the lesson, where I wanted to go. And he says, now the just, all of the things that these people had been doing that was wrong in the first part of chapter 10, and then those who decided, yes, I'm going to live right. He talks about it's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the judgment of God, because God is a God of justice, long-suffering. But he can't stand sin any more than you can stand skunk scent. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he said, now that you have decided that you're going to hold on to God, he said, don't let go. Don't let go. They're still going to be pulling at you. They're still going to be saying you're wrong. They're still going to be taking away your thing. But hold on to that faith. And then he says, now the just shall live by faith. And then he says, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul. And then he tells them what faith is.